Like, I know you run a, every route on a route, but what is it about the slant route that seems to be so effective?
I don't know. It's just the technique working there with CJ. He's coached a lot of great receivers that were able to run that route and perfect it well, and different looks and just coming off the ball and, you know, getting, always wanting that defender to not think you're, to always think like you're going deep or something, you know, just working your craft and always trying to change it up to give them different looks how to run it.
And Michael, with that slant route, do you feel like you could throw it under the sticks and yards after the catch and push it for that extra gain and sustain the drive at a first down?
For sure. You know, coach always says know the situation, know where the sticks are, you know, and know why we're calling plays that we're calling. So if my number's calling and it's a slant, then I got to get open and get the first down.
Is anything about your role changing this year? Will it be more deeper stuff or anything like that?
Just, you know, fine-tune and keep staying consistent and showing what I put on tape and building off of that every week.
Mike, it's preseason. You know, you guys try to get everybody some reps, but how ready are you to get significant reps and get into a game-like situation?
I'm really eager to be out there with the guys and go compete four quarters with the guys. But, you know, it's preseason, and these guys have been coaching, and they have a plan for me to follow, and that's what I'm going to follow and be ready for the season.
In practice, do you kind of pick up the tendencies of the DBs on your team when you're running one-on-ones? Is it difficult to kind of focus on fundamentals and techniques, even if you know that maybe he'll bite on this move? Or
You know, you just want to make everything look the same, stay disciplined, and, you know, take coaching and work on your technique. You know, don't rush. Let the game come to you. Be patient, my coach always tells me, and just kind of have a feel for it. Know that it's a timing game and be at the right place when Drew puts the ball in there.
But obviously, like, as a competitor in one-on-ones, you want to win that rep. But if you know, like, for instance, like, I can get PJ with this move.
They're being coached well over there, too, to not give anything away or not do the same thing always. So every day we're coming out here battling, competing, and just ready to react to whatever they give us.
Why do you spike that ball so high?
When you get 6 points, it kind of does something to you. It gets the juices flowing and, you know, the energy going. So when you get a chance to cross that end zone, you want to spike the ball as hard as possible. So you
spike it harder than anyone else?
I try to. It's kind of a reminder to get back.
And, are you already thinking about celebrations for the season?
No, I might just stick to spiking the ball. I like that one a lot.
So there's a perception at this point now that when you look at the receiver group, you're the number one, which could mean more plays where you're the first read, greater expectations, all these things. And I'm sure that was in your plans. But in year two, do you agree with that perception? How do you like it?
Whatever I have to do to add value to this team and put points on the board, that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do it at a high level and ultimately help this offense move the ball down the field and score points and win games. So if I'm the number one, number two, whatever I am, whatever CJ, Sean, Mickey, any of those guys ask me to do, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. And ultimately, every time I touch it, I'm going to try to score points.
You normally work out with Drew in California sometime during the offseason, right?
Yeah.
Any Chargers that you've worked out with over the offseason?
There's a couple, I guess. I don't really know their names, though. I mean, sorry if that sounds...
No, that's okay. And last year, hand yoga was the secret. Any secret this offseason?
Oh, no, I can't leak anything out. People are starting to catch on.
Your family going to come out at all to any of the practice?
Yes, sir. They'll be in full effect.
Any idea how many people?
I'm not sure yet, but, you know, they're calling every day.
How happy everyone be just to do some stuff in front of them?
It'll be great just to be back home, you know, but ultimately, it's football, and I play for the Saints, so whatever we have to do to compete at a high level and win my reps and win the preseason game, that's what I'm going to do, and my family being there is just a bonus.
Did circumstances allow you to have any kind of, like, in-depth discussions with Keyshawn Johnson about your first year and expectations for the second, or is it more just kind of, like, casual?
No, just, you know, working on my weaknesses, enhancing my weaknesses, you know, staying true to myself, being honest. He's always honest if I'm not, you know, blocking or if I'm looking lazy. He's completely honest with me, so just correcting those and going one for one every play is always the conversation and competing.
So you are still, you're using him as a resource?
Of course. Yeah. Well, who wouldn't?
You go against these guys every day. How do you see Carly and Harris doing in this camp so far?
They're coming along. They're real competitive. They're switching up their technique. They're giving different looks. They're not making very of the same mistakes twice, which is always great, you know. We're going against Drew Brees, who's great at manipulating DBs, and, you know, he's going against a high-power offense every day. So as long as we keep getting each other better and keeping each other honest, we'll be good.
I remember you mentioned something about the chip on your shoulder going back to being redshirted. Did Ohio State in any way do you a favor by redshirting you in terms of a big picture?
I mean, that's kind of all in the past, but, you know, I just love competing. You just coming out here, competing, getting better. Like I said, not making the same mistake twice. You know, and it's fun playing offense like this, so you always want to be at the right place at the right time because special things happen.